This is my time. I'm on the rise. Can't hold me down. I'm too fly. This is my time.
It's time for Scrap Guy Solutions with your host, Jeremy Miller. What is up, everyone? Welcome to Scrap Guy Solutions, a podcast all about helping you make things happen. I'm your host, Jeremy Miller, and I want to say thank you for joining us. I hope you had an absolutely awesome 4th of July. Independence Day is one of my absolute favorite holidays. I think probably because I just absolutely love our country. Yes, we have some challenges, but we still live in the greatest country in the world, and I am so incredibly proud to be an American. I am actually recording this podcast on the Sunday of 4th of July weekend. I came to the scrapyard to get some work done and to record this podcast because tomorrow morning, Janelle and I, along with some friends, are leaving to Las Vegas to celebrate Janelle's 40th birthday. We're going out to celebrate a week early. Her birthday is July 17th, so actually this podcast will be released a couple days before Janelle's birthday. So happy birthday, babe. I absolutely love you so, so much. And again, we're going to Vegas. We are going to see Garth Brooks. Janelle and I are huge country music fans. We don't go to many concerts, but we have wanted to see Garth Brooks live for many, many years, and we cannot wait. I absolutely love Las Vegas, not because I'm a big gambler, because I'm not, but we love to go just check out the entertainment, check out the people watching. We love to try new foods and new drinks. We always like to scout for sliced new food ideas, especially new cocktail ideas. And then Janelle and I also have some investment properties in Las Vegas. And then something pretty exciting on our last trip to Las Vegas together, we were out there on a business trip with our business partners and our managers from Sliced for the Bar and Restaurant Expo. And we met the owner and the awesome team from Ringside Vodka, Ringside Beverage Group. And we hit it off. We've developed a really good relationship. I'm actually helping them grow and expand a little bit, doing some work with them. And we recently launched earlier this year in the Las Vegas area. So Ringside Vodka is now available in the Las Vegas area. So that's super exciting. And then even more exciting is Ringside Vodka just recently launched here in Minnesota, something we helped them do. And we are so excited to have Ringside Vodka now available at Sliced, including the July cocktail of the month, which is the Ringside Knockout Punch. So if you haven't been down to try it, I highly, highly recommend it. But going back to the 4th of July, okay. So something we have to figure out here in Minnesota. So Wednesday night, July 3rd, fireworks all over our neighborhood. Thursday night, July 4th, actually Independence Day, fireworks all over our neighborhood. The next night, Friday night, fireworks all over the neighborhood. And then last night we were at a 4th of July party here in Winona, and awesome, incredible fireworks display, not only at the party we were at, but if you looked over to your left, there were huge fireworks over there. You look to your right, fireworks over there, fireworks everywhere. And then we got home last night, more fireworks in the neighborhood. Folks, it's time to legalize fireworks here in the state of Minnesota, for goodness sakes. It is something that we need to do. It's a bill that I'm going to introduce and carry and hopefully get done next year because, I don't know, to me, it's absolutely ridiculous that we haven't legalized fireworks, but yet everyone's doing them. And you can't buy these big fireworks in Minnesota, so people are buying them out of state. The tax revenue and the revenue that's generated from selling the fireworks is going out of state. It's time to get that law changed. Holy smokes. Sorry for that little tangent, but that is something that we absolutely need to do. And something else that's very, very exciting is here at Miller Scrap and Disposal, we just had our first drawing, our first wheel spin for the big money giveaway. Of course, Miller Scrap has been providing recycling and waste solutions to the community for over 100 years. And last year, we launched Miller Disposal to provide local trash service for homes and businesses in the area. And we are celebrating the 1 year anniversary of Miller Disposal's local trash service by doing a big money giveaway. We're going to give away $100 a month between now and November. And then December, there will be one final drawing for $500. And Ben Gordon, congratulations to Ben Gordon. He was the winner of our first month, the month of June's big money giveaway for $100. So again, congratulations to Ben Gordon. If you are already a Miller Disposal customer, you are automatically entered into the big money giveaway. Not a customer yet? Well, it's a great time to sign up. You can sign up at millerscrap.com or call us here at the office, 452-2067. I guess I have to say the area code now. So 507-452-2067. Miller Disposal is your local hometown hauler. In fact, Miller Disposal is local from sign up to pickup. We are your local trash provider, your hometown hauler. And one last thing, given that it was the 4th of July holiday, we did not have any baseball this weekend. So the boys and I have done a lot of fishing. We went fishing, I think, 4th of July, and then yesterday we went fishing. The boys have been catching fish left and right. It has been a ton of fun. I've caught a couple bass, a couple nice-sized bass. We've been having a great time. I got the Traeger pellet grill going, so I bought this thing on Black Friday, on sale, of course. It sat in the garage all winter, all spring. Finally, a few weeks ago, I got it out. I got it seasoned and ready to go. And then last week, we smoked our very first pork butt, made pulled pork sandwiches. And then on the 4th of July, I smoked a brisket, a low and slow beef brisket. And I tell you what, it is awesome. The food was absolutely delicious. So good, in fact, that my boys, two of which are really picky eaters, had multiple pulled pork sandwiches. They loved the beef brisket. Folks, I think we have a winner here, and I think I have a new hobby. If it's something that you're thinking about doing, I highly, highly recommend the Traeger pellet grills or any of these pellet grills or smokers. The food that comes off them is absolutely delicious. Well, now it's time to get into the part of the episode where we give some tips and ideas to help you make things happen. After all, that's what Scrap Guy Solutions is all about. We want to give simple tips and ideas to help you, our listeners, make things happen. And this is going to be a straight to the point, quick tip episode to help encourage you to go do it, to get after it, to get started and go make things happen. Now, this might sound a bit selfish, but it's time to put yourself first. It's time for you to go make things happen. Look, as someone who has dedicated much of my life to helping make a difference in the lives of others, I've learned that the better you feel, the healthier you are, the more success you achieve, the more happiness you find in life, the more you can help others. You put yourself in an even better position to help use your life to make a difference in the lives of others. I, of course, have a very public role as a Minnesota State Senator, a position I ran for because I wanted to help make a difference. I started this podcast, Scrap Guy Solutions, to help others, to help you, to help our listeners go out there and make things happen. I love being a business owner because I love being able to provide competitive wages and incredible benefits for our team here at Miller Scrap. We have a long-standing tradition here at Miller Scrap of providing company-paid health insurance for our team. We are one of the few companies that still pays 100% of the health insurance premium and 100% of the health insurance deductible for our team. I also love creating new jobs in our community. We have close to 40 people on payroll at Sliced, and we recently created a handful of new full-time positions with the launch of Miller Disposal. I love helping newer businesses grow and expand. I mentioned Ringside Vodka earlier. I'm also working with another company to help them expand and grow here in Minnesota and beyond. I love helping coach youth sports to help provide kids skills to be better on and off the field, especially that off-the-field component. Additionally, Janelle and I regularly help individuals and organizations in the community, sometimes things that we're known to do publicly, other times things we prefer to keep private. These are all things that motivate me to show up early, to work hard, to be the best that I can be. Helping make a difference in the lives of others is so important that we will dedicate a future episode of the Scrap Guy Solutions podcast to exactly that, to helping make a difference in the lives of others. But before we do that, you have to be the best that you can be. You have to put yourself in a position to feel better, to live healthier, to achieve the things in life that you want to achieve, to live a happier life. We have talked about believing in yourself. We've talked about setting goals and putting a plan in place to accomplish your goals. We have talked about executing that plan. Now it's time to stop overthinking and start doing. It's time to stop overplanning and start doing. It's your time to get started. It's your time to execute your plan. It's your time to start doing. It's your time to go make things happen. No more procrastinating. No more excuses. No more overthinking it. No more overplanning. You know what you want. You know what you need to do. It's time to go do it. It's your time to go make it happen. Right now, I'm going to give you a simple two-step tip, a two-step idea to get started in 5 minutes or less. You will need 5 minutes of your time, your cell phone, a quiet space, and maybe a sheet of paper with a writing utensil. Otherwise, just use the notes in your cell phone. First, in your quiet space, set your cell phone timer to 3 minutes. Find a chair, lay on your bed, lean against the wall. Just find a quiet space where you can visualize a plan of attack for 3 minutes. Then visualize, what are you going to do and how are you going to do it? After the 3 minutes, set your timer for 2 minutes. During this 2 minutes, write down your goal and the first two or three steps to accomplish that goal. Basically, write down what you just visualized. What are you going to do and how are you going to do it? Then go do it. Put your plan into action. Start today. Start right now. Make today your day. Figure out what you want, then get started, stick with it, and go make it happen. Well, that's it for this quick tip episode of Scrap Guy Solutions. Thank you so much for listening, and please give us a review. Give us a 5-star rating. Leave a comment. Give us a like, and tell others about the podcast. All of these things will help us grow the podcast and spread our message to more people. We truly do appreciate you, so thank you so much for listening. And remember, make today your day. Figure out what you want, then get started, stick with it, and go make it happen. Until next time, peace out. 4, 3, 2, 1, watch out, here I come. This is my time. I'm on the ride.